93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news, let us help you do it. Let's do it live on the radio in front of everybody else.
It's quite a treat for everyone.
Well, yeah. Let everybody in on it.
Why not?
This morning, we're on with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
All right.
We sound so down.
Well, yeah. Obviously, you're breaking bad news, and so we're going to try to help you out here. Now, who will you be breaking bad news to this morning, Gary?
It's my daughter.
All right. And what are you going to be telling her?
I'm dating one of her friends.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I thought I heard you say you're dating one of her friends, but I wasn't quite sure if I heard. You are.
I'm sorry, your daughter's 21, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, did she just bring her over for a sleepover or something?
Oh, my God. I'm kidding. We don't do that at 21, Marco.
All right. How did you hook up with her? Did you know she was her friend at first? How did all this happen, Gary?
It's a long story, but I'll try to make it short.
Yeah.
I recently got divorced. And, you know, I'm just 43, and just one of her friends was Facebooking me and, you know, just wanted to go for something younger.
Okay. Wow. So how long have you been divorced? You said you recently got divorced.
Yeah, just recently, about a month ago.
Okay, so you're fresh off. Divorce is in.
Is this a rebound?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, yep. Can I ask how old your daughter's friend is?
She's 23.
All right. So 43, that's 20 years. That's not. That's like George Clooney, and he's 60,
fine.
And this girl's like 30.
It's just that it's, yeah.
40's the new 23.
Isn't it, though? I can't wait.
All right, so... Yeah. And then, so this girl just Facebooked you and you guys, how long have you been going out with her?
For about maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. Okay. And so you feel it getting a little more serious. Well, how do you think Melissa's going to handle the fact that you might be dating her friend? Not you might be. You are dating her friend. Is she going to be excited? So she's not going to be excited about it. All right.
It's a little odd. I'm just going to say. I think it's a little odd.
Well, hey, you know what? Love is odd.
I mean, it is. I mean, what do you say?
Okay. And what is the girl that you're seeing? What's her name, Gary?
Her name's Stephanie.
Stephanie. All right. So Stephanie and Melissa have grown up together, and now you're dating her. Okay. So we're going to dial the phone number. It's just going to be you and Melissa on the phone together, you and your daughter. We will come in at the end of the call if you need some help with whatever you're doing. But for right now, it's just going to be you and her on the phone. We're going to mute our phone lines, Gary, so she will not be able to hear us at all. You might hear us in the background, but she will not hear us, okay? All right, good luck. This should go good. Gary breaking the bad news to his daughter Melissa that he's dating her best friend from high school.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just just trying to get my laundry done and stuff. What's up?
Okay. Well, there's something I need to tell you.
Well, it came right out with it.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know how to say this.
Sorry?
I don't know how to say this. I've got some things to tell you. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm dating someone new.
Oh, wow.
Me and your mom got divorced, and I felt that it was about time that I moved on. And,
quick.
I know that you guys were having trouble, but... did you just say you got divorced?
Yes. Divorced, and... I wanted to keep it a secret.
Why?
Just through just mutual agreement. We wanted to keep it a secret. And look, I'm going to come straight out and tell you the news. I'm dating one of your friends.
Wait.
It's a lot happening.
Dad. Dad. Okay, I'm sorry. I need to, hold on. Okay.
Look, I'm sorry.
You're dating one of my friends, did you say?
Yes, Stephanie.
What? Oh, ew.
I'd kill her. I'd kill my friend.
Stephanie?
What? I really don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Dad, have you talked to mom about? I'm sorry. I'm like, I can't even process this. What? I can't. All right. That's disgusting.
There it is.
And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, are you kidding me? Is this like a joke? Is this like a crazy joke?
Look, it'll everything will pan out and it'll be okay.
Did you and mom decide that you were going to talk to me about this?
She doesn't know either.
She doesn't know that you divorced her?
She doesn't know that I'm dating Stephanie.
I'm just like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Like, you're telling me first you tell me that you got divorced from mom, which is like, that's like one thing, Dad. And now, are you really calling me to tell me about Stephanie? Is that really why you're calling me?
Yeah, I just wanted to come clean and break the news to you. I just wanted to get off my conscience.
Off your conscience. That you're a pervert? That you're a, like, a disgusting pervert? This is disgusting. You've known her since she was like, oh my God, ew, I can't even, I just, I want to like throw up right now. Mm. I just want to throw up.
Mm-hmm. Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Look, I'm sorry.
We're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Hey, is this Melissa?
Who is this?
Hey, Melissa, this is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams. It's a little radio station here in Madison.
Nothing big.
Is this a joke?
This is not a joke. This is your dad is on a segment that we do called Breaking Bad News, where he wanted some help in breaking the bad news that not only, I guess we all found out together that you didn't know about the divorce. He's talked to us about the divorce like it was already final. But I guess that was a little secret. And then the fact that maybe the reason for the divorce is that your childhood friend Stephanie is in the picture dating your dad. I know this is a lot to comprehend.
Why are we doing this on the radio?
I gotta be honest. It sounded better at first. It sounded like a good idea.
Really? I don't know. This whole thing does not sound like a good idea.
Yeah. And then it turned out that there was a lot of other stuff.
I mean, how mad are you at your girlfriend right now, too? Because that's all I would be thinking. Like, ugh.
I am never going to talk to her again.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because your dad's in an emotional state. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing right now. But so with
he gets a pass all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, your girlfriend, though, that's different. That's just me. Yeah.
Did Stephanie ever talk about your dad? Like, man, you got a hot dad and all that stuff when you were growing up?
Yeah. Like, my friends always said that.
Yeah. Well, at least there's that, I guess. Mm. At least, I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, she's taking advantage of him or anything. All right. We are definitely not going to be able to handle all of this on the air. I just wanted to come in and before we all got crazy, you know, we're going to try to straighten all this out. But I'm sorry you had to hear about it that way. But hey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. Maybe you should call Stephanie and.
Yeah.
Catch up and just.
No, I don't think I'll ever talk to her again.
She done.
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
I'll
we
be
need.
Definitely calling everybody else that we're friends with for sure. Yeah.
I think maybe we should have her now break the news to her girlfriend that they're done.
Oh, God.
That could be. Well, just saying.
Listen, you lost a friend, but you gained a stepmom. So.
Oh.
I'm kidding. That's a terrible joke.
You're so
I'm
mean.
Kidding. I'm trying to lighten the situation.
Oh, my gosh.
Up. I'm
okay.
Sorry.